www.thebeatsofmetal.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
It's the three of us sitting in for Vincent Fennelli, me and Smith and Wesson. This is our number two of USAPrepares.com. Vincent will be back tomorrow with the regularly scheduled guest of Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Today, I'm pleased to have Stan Deo on with me. It's been a few months since Stan was on with Vincent, and we've expanded our audience here. And we could probably take the whole hour just giving you Stan's background. There's a couple things for sure I wanted to get to today, and one has to deal with just the times we're living in. And I know we have a lot of Christians in our audience here, and you've talked about the possibility of there being a faked second coming that could be used to deceive Christians. Welcome, Stan Deo.
Thank you, John. Good to be here. Better here than not.
If it's the alternative.
Oh, yeah. There's, I guess it was about 1977. I'd been lecturing down in Australia, where I was living at the time, to a number of churches down there about the project that I'd been involved in and about the psychology of deceiving nations and people and how it was used in warfare already by that time. And I want to preface the details of this deception by looking at history. World War II, and just shortly thereafter in the early 50s, proved that a couple of things needed to be addressed. And mainly that was, if we were to have another nuclear war of any kind on the planet, that it would probably lead to the destruction of civilization as we know it. There just didn't seem to be any way to do that and avoid, wiping out the infrastructure and whatever. Nuclear winters, killing crops and stuff like that. So here in the United States, there was a meeting called with the representatives from banking, industrialists, and scientific communities all over the world. And after the close of World War II, we had learned that Hitler could not force, by capturing and subjugating nations and people, he couldn't force them to follow his lead as a conglomerate of countries leader. And the reason was that the French resistance found that they could blow up bridges, they could hit deliveries, they could assassinate various leaders of the Nazis, and they could do it and get away with it. This led these men that were having the meeting here in the United States to realize that no matter how tough your dictatorship is, that there's going to be resistance that will not keep it stable. So as a form of forming a global government that would not allow nuclear war, this wouldn't work. There would be resistance groups that would spring up. So by force, they couldn't bring peace to the earth in the long term. They also had seen that the League of Nations, and then at that time the United Nations, was really not being successful in getting all the countries of the world to sit down at the table and agree on common goals. It just was impossible. The cultural differences and the religious differences and political and financial, all these things were who were sitting there thinking, well, okay, we can't force the people of Earth into a peaceful one-world government. We can't coerce them by, mutual agreement at the United Nations and stuff like that. They just won't agree. So what is our third alternative? And years ago, this was called alternative three in the sci-fi media and the underground conspiracy movements. And there was really a third alternative, and that was to fool the nations of the world into accepting a one-world government that these planners would plan and set up in motion, to fool the people into accepting this for a period of time that would allow them to see that it would work and they could overcome their religious and, cultural differences. Well, now, how to do that was the big question. You can't have a situation or a solution offered to the nations of the world, especially to the people, not so much the leaders, but to the people, which doesn't address how you join very different religious philosophies together, and in so doing, create an environment that is, peaceful. The planners looked at this and they said, look, we can't come from any Catholic or Islamic or Hindu or Jewish or Christian position and expect the whole world to follow suit. They just aren't built that way. And we can't expect communist and capitalist countries and socialist countries to all accept one common solution to government. They just, they won't trust someone from Russia, a Russian plan or an American plan. Not everyone will agree on this. So how do we get them to overlook this? And if you look back, like you and I, when we were children, if you had a brother and you shared a room, nighttime would come and it'd be time to go to sleep, and your dad's bedroom's just down the hall there. And you and your brother would throw pillows at each other or roughhouse and make noise, and dad would yell from the other room, "Be quiet in there, or I'm going to come and sort you out." And you'd be quiet for a few minutes, and then it'd be on again. Someone would throw a paper wad at the oven or whatever, and you start to fight again, just, playful fighting. And then it'd get out of hand after a while. Someone would get hit with something a little bit hard, and there would be a real scuffle in the bedroom. Now dad comes down the hallway. You can hear him thump, 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 thump. And, of course, now even though the door is closed, he hits it bang with his hand. The door flies open, and there's dad with the 8-foot-long meat-cleaving belt. This is the belt, and I'm going to put you to sleep right now. If I hear any more noise from you, I'm going to kill you. Well, now, this tends to make the fighting brothers look at each other and say, Dad's going to kill us with a belt, or we can just go to sleep and not fight. That sounds like a better idea. So it forces, by a common fear of punishment, these brothers to get along. Now, in our planner's eyes, they had to find something that had no political, no religious, no cultural reference in any country on Earth. So basically, they had to create an alien presence. And this was a thought early after World War II was over, that perhaps we could create a secret technological base, an underground civilization that we develop high-tech weapons and medicine and various other things that could be used as an example of a fake alien race. That was alternative three. However, the best laid plans came apart real quick because at the close of World War II in 1947, the United States had the Roswell incident. The Russians, behind the scene with Dr. Andrei Sakharov and us with Dr. Edward Teller, all started to investigate these things and did find these alien critters and these gray, short gray things, and then these tall gray things, and eventually some reports of humans that were like us, slightly taller, perhaps better looking, and skin that was kind of iridescent in the sunlight, like small fish scales will do. They'll break up the light and give a rainbow effect to the skin. So now they had real aliens to deal with, so they thought. So the plan was jumped way ahead by meeting this advanced culture. with technology way beyond what we have now. And that was the beginning of this whole alien UFO saga that we've seen covered up but discussed, you know, in books and TV and movies and stuff since about 1949. Well, 1950, I guess, when they started that. You know, the X-Files type phenomenon. And to that end, humans, including, you know, representatives from Russia, Canada, United States, Australia, East and West Germany, I'm just trying to think of a few of the others anyway, and the United Kingdom, representatives from all these countries started forming this underground civilization and making deals with these alleged alien critters to go about doing what they were, you know, the humans were planning to do in the long term themselves, but with the help of real aliens. And they thought they'd made treaties with them that would work and peace with them, that, you know, that they could endure sharing underground facilities under the ocean and under land and various tunneled bases. And this worked well until about 1977, when these alien critters started to kick the humans out of the shared facilities. I'm just telling you from what I learned inside the projects myself. To my knowledge, I've never met one of these alien critters, humans, obviously not the Greys, I remember it. But I did read reports on these things, and I do believe they are real. So who are these Grey, quote-unquote, aliens and these humanoids? From my biblical studies, I think that they are probably the fallen ones that were cast to Earth through gateways, portals, if you wish, to reside here until the time of their judgment. They did some things that really irritated our Creator, who dwells in a parallel universe at a level of energy that's much greater than ours. And that's something I can cover at another time and how we know that. But anyway, these fallen ones had an objective. They're in the middle of a war with the Creator over how things should be run in the real world where He lives. So Earth was created, or humans were put on here, created as a virtual courtroom. And that's where the alleged alien landing and invasions and whatever have intensified in our generations to turn people's attention toward being saved, as it were, by an alien race.
Stan, all that thought, we're going into a break.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
This is John Reagan sitting in for Vincent Finelli. He'll be back with us tomorrow. With us today is Stan Deo. And Stan, just a little bit about me. I was an Air Force officer for my first 8.5 years out of college. And the last 2.5 of that was at the Pentagon working in the above top secret world of nuclear planning. Now, compared to what you and Dr. Richard Allen Miller have done, that's rather mundane. And I'm sure there's people out there that are listening to what you're saying and going, gee, this sounds like a pretty tall tale. And I'd just like to relate something that happened at the end of the April Expo. We had a dinner, and I was sitting across from the freeze-dry guy. Now, the freeze-dry guy is an Army veteran. He knows people that have stars on their shoulder, not only from his time in service, but in his dealings with his business. And he's listening to some of the things that Dr. Miller's saying, which include, like, his visit as part of the team to the abandoned Nazi base in Antarctica. He's talking about this one cavern where the ceiling was a mile over your head. Dr. Miller was a lead physicist for the U.S. Navy. He had vault access to classified information, which means you don't have to have a need to know like I did. He could just go in and look at things, and he talked about this report that he found of a joint Soviet-U.S. manned flight to Mars. This was well before, or at least years before, the Apollo landing on the moon, and probably used technology beyond what they used at that point. And the freeze-dry guy thought, you know, this guy is just blowing smoke. So he talked to some of his general friends, and they told him, not only is what he's saying true, it's much more than that. So this is real, it's eye-opening, and if it's the first time you're hearing it, I can understand it's changing your paradigm. Stan, back to you.
Well, I guess in summary, what I was saying before we went to break, the need to make a peace manufacture their own products or weapons in most cases. And when these beings had gotten to the point where they had infrastructure that they could use without the humans, that's when they started kicking us out and having, you know, gun battles, et cetera, weapons battles that killed a lot of our people and some of theirs. And I don't think that these critters are the typical alien from some other world or galaxy or whatever. I think these are beings from a parallel universe to us, because even the Bible speaks of these levels to heaven. And the summary point is this: a grand deception is afoot now. It's been kind of growing since we made deals with them back in the early 50s. But this grand deception is to fool the people of Earth into accepting a global dictatorship, a global New World Order. Humans have been following along with this for, you know, their own reasons, for power, for blackmail, I don't know, whatever caused them to do it, helping these fallen ones, I call them, because they came from a higher energy parallel universe to our world, to help these fallen ones set up this One World Order. Now, it is not going to be a good thing, and it is spoken of in the Bible in numerous places, particularly Matthew. Do not be deceived by what is coming, calling himself God, little G, God, and his plans for a new world order. It will be so clever, though, that it would fool the very elect of people here on Earth if that were possible. The reason is this: we think that our technology, the height of it, is some stealth B-2 bomber or some rocket to get things in orbit or go to the moon once and come back, or, you know, a couple times and come back. We think that's the height of our technology, because technological developments in anti-gravity and energy and all sorts of fields of science have been kept underground, developed underground in various places, so that the arrival of these beings using this technology would really be something foreign to us and not have any track record with any, you know, government, religion, whatever.
Stan, it's time for break.
All right.
This is John Reagan sitting in for Vince Pinelli. We're back with Stan Deo after this break.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family, only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit HerbalHealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
This is your captain, John Reagan, at the controls today. Our guest, Stan Deo, please continue.
Okay, John, you know, there's so much to talk about here in the short period of time. I'm going to hit some highlights. Obviously, I've been leading up to saying that this grand deception is going to play out fairly soon. The people of Earth need to feel that they need this one world government to save them. Nuclear war threats in the Middle East, nuclear attacks on the United States certainly gets a lot of people's attention here. Drought, weather changes are hitting our food chain. There are some emerging epidemics of various new diseases, viruses, whatever, that have been either manufactured or have mutated on their own. Our economy worldwide is in a shambles, and at any moment, the U.S. dollar could take a dive, and the share markets, dive as well, forcing some kind of a cry for, you know, somebody help us solve the planet. And that's where Satan and his minions, that's who I think is in charge of these the fallen ones, will arrive and offer technological practical solutions to the planet. And to assist that, I'm seeing the formation of a one-world religion, in that the Vatican is doing its best to get Muslims and Hindus and Christians and Jews to form a one-world shared philosophy-type church. This is no longer a secret. It is out in the open. Beware of those, like the Greeks said, beware of those coming bearing gifts. They'll say they mean no harm. They come to help us if we'll just accept their new world order. Watch in the news, see how many more reports this year, like huge percentages, orders of magnitude, more reports of UFOs of all kinds seen all over the world. And you'll see this increase tells us that the official presence of these aliens, quote-unquote aliens, is at hand. And between now and then, things are going to get really tense in the economy and in food supplies. So to endure without having to be subject to people, telling you to stand in line for your food or your water or whatever you need, medicine, to mitigate that situation so you're not going to be in that line, you can grow your own food. You can store freeze-dried food, like, from a freeze-dried guy from Ron you were talking about. You can get your own water filtration so you can filter, even muddy water. Talk to, Berkey Water, New Millennium Concepts. They have filters that we use here in our home. Be prepared to have to grow seeds, plant seeds elsewhere or on your property or elsewhere if you have to go on foot, to grow food crops that will, keep you alive. One of the biggest things is going to be a shortage of potable water, and the second thing to that is going to be a shortage of food. There's going to be famine across the planet due to economic practices, due to extreme weather conditions. Now Holly, my wife, has written a book, an electronic book that you can download and print, which gives you huge amounts of information on how to grow vegetables in a very small space, 4 foot by 4 foot, and 8 inches tall, how to make your own fertile dirt and things like that. And most of these things we have tried ourselves that she's put in the book. And we have our own 4x4 and 4x8 foot gardens, raised gardens. We have our own orchard. But obviously, if we have to go on foot or go mobile, we're going to have to take seeds with us and start over again somewhere else if we're allowed to exist outside the system that long. But you don't want to be forced into subjugation just for food and water in the early days of the transition from the many governments we have on the planet now to this global one world order. It's going to look like, a gift from heaven. People are going to say, oh, look, they can get rid of all the corrupt politicians who everyone, in every country of the world distrusts their governments. They just total lack of faith in them. So they're going to be looking for someone with the clout and, a good track record, and aliens would certainly appear to give that to them, because obviously they wouldn't be traveling around the galaxy if they were bad dudes, right? Anyway, to do that, you need to prepare. And you need to prepare more than food and garden or seeds. You need to prepare medicines, self-defense for you and your family. There's and your pets, they're part of your family too. And like around here, we've provided 6 months' worth ahead of food for the dog, specialized. But we've also made allowances for freeze-dried stuff that we eat that we could share some of that with them, and it wouldn't hurt them in an emergency. So think about your pets too and the medicines they may need, and teach yourself how to fix, the normal range of infirmities that can hit you, like broken bones, and same for your animals, and cuts and infections, and all this can be found in Dare to Prepare, another book which Holly wrote, which is a huge book, and in there you will find darn near everything you need to know about surviving, enduring, and until that's no longer an option, until we're forced to either toe under or die. And I think that they will come according to Scripture. So go to standeo.com, S-T-A-N-D-E-Y-O.com, and right there, as soon as you open up at that website, you'll see a number of the books that we sell in our shopping cart, either by Holly or myself or Lynn Marzulli or Linda Babb, covering things that I've just mentioned. There's also a huge amount of free information on a sub-website on preparedness that Holly's written so that you can download a lot of stuff right this minute, just free, go up there and do it. These are put up there to help you endure what is coming as best you can. And there's a CD, a book on CD-ROM or USB drive called Prudent Places USA for the people listening here in the United States. This tells you a lot about where you live and maybe where you ought to live instead of where you are. About 72 different variables down to a county level and a city level all over the country, showing the potential threats to your safety in those areas, from weather to warfare to, you know, earthquake, all kinds of things. So there are two or three things here. There to prepare, Prudent Places USA, Garden Gold about gardening, and The Cosmic Conspiracy. And these four books together prepare you spiritually and physically as best as we know how to endure until the good Lord comes for us. And I think we're approaching that time very rapidly. What do you think, John?
Yeah, the signs are definitely there. And, you know, I think one of the things we get into is people say, I'm not worried about it. I'm just going to be raptured out. And I also think rapture is one of the probably most divisive topics in Christendom today. And I think we should, instead of concentrating on when the rapture is going to be, we look at the other parable of the wise and foolish virgins.
Yeah.
And the important thing is that the wise virgins are prepared.
Yes.
The foolish virgins are not. And unfortunately, we have a lot of people, you know, proclaiming Christ that are actually acting like drunken whores. And we need to get our spiritual house in order and be ready.
Oh, absolutely. Look, you know, yeah, if you look at it logically, if you prepare to endure for, you know, several years, or at least a year anyway, if you do make preparations and it turns out you didn't need them and you got raptured, well, fine, someone else will come behind you that needs them. So if the rapture doesn't occur when you think it's going to, you'll have that preparation. And just like you say, the wise virgins, there's no loss when you prepare for the worst and pray for the best. I mean, it's just a gambler's creed, you know. Makes sense.
And even if we're not up against those end times, there's certainly other things that happen. We have tornadoes, we have hurricanes, we have earthquakes, and right now, drought is one of the more serious things we have.
Yeah,
you know, with California, and it's not just the United States, it's Brazil, it's Australia, and now we've got this conflict going on in Ukraine, and even without that conflict, China has gone in and leased millions of acres of farmland in the Ukraine. Food is going to be an issue regardless.
Oh, yeah, and look at the economy. How many people are becoming unemployed in the United States, for sure, because of the failing economy? If you've got your food and medicine things stored up, that will help you bridge the gap between unemployment and possibly reemployment later. But, you know, you can eat that stuff. It's not like paper money or silver. Food, you know, medicines, energy, that kind of stuff, if you stored it on your property, that's negotiable stuff. That's what people will need, not money and things, when things get tough. So that'll have you prepared just for normal loss of job and, as you say, weather catastrophes or volcanoes or earthquakes that damage the infrastructure, getting the food to you. No, it makes huge sense.
And from an investment point of view, I think food right now is probably one of the best investments you can make. The price is going to be going up, so you're going to be getting a much, much better rate of return than you would if you just put it in the bank or even risking it in something that pays a little bit better than that. And even if we are totally wrong, you still get to eat it. It's kind of like a win-win.
It is. It is. The scripture also says in these times that we're approaching or entering already that gold and silver will become, you know, cankered and be thrown in the street by people who've saved up gold and silver. Why? Well, because gold, silver, currency, whatever, you can't eat that. As I just said, you can eat what it will buy. You can burn or consume energy that it will buy. So in the end, those little pieces of negotiable, you know, currency or whatever are not as valuable to you as what they will purchase. And that is, of course, food and water. Now, water, I think, is even more important than the food, because with water, you can last longer with water than you can.
Hold that thought. We're coming up on a break. John Reagan with our guest, Stan Deo.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixa, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
If you've had it with sore muscles and joints, chronic pain and fatigue, you've got to try the organic sulfur crystals from Sulfur Defense. Want to feel 5 or 10 years younger? Then try Sulfur Defense. Call 844-SULFUR-D. That's toll-free, 844-S-U-L-F-U-R-D. Say hello to Sulfur D. Goodbye to those aches and pains. Clinical studies show that sulfur crystals work. Mention Bill Martinez when you call and get free shipping. Call 844-S-U-L-F-U-R-D like defense.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Watch it. Oh, no, there's something happening. It's going to be sliding.
Winner
today is hot.
Your...
Take my...
When you go to the
season.
For 2 seconds, sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
This is John Reagan sitting in for Vincent. And I'm here with our guest, Stan Deo. You know, it's like I say, water is one of the most important things. Is we only live a few days without water. And if the water's contaminated, that brings up other issues. And we discussed that with Dr. Pennick on the first hour of today's show. But next comes food. You can only store so much food. Most of us don't have a lot of money that we can have a supply of food for the rest of our life. Plus, you'd probably get kind of tired just eating things out of a can. You have to learn how to grow it. And just so you know, I'm a customer, too. I think the first things I got from you were Dare to Prepare in Prudent Places. I also got Garden Gold, excellent book. Cosmic Conspiracy, The Vindicator Scrolls. And I also know there's a lot of people hurting in today's economy. And as you mentioned, you have a wealth of preparedness information on your site for free. So if you're feeling stressed because you're not ready, you can go to Stan's website. The link is on usapreparers.com. And you know, just start taking steps. And before you know it, you'll be in better shape than you are now. Stan?
Okay, certainly the water is very, very important, and the Berkey Water Company have little travel water purification systems, and they have those that if you're going to be stable somewhere, like in a home or a camp, that you can pour water into to remove even some viruses, certainly bacteria, and that will give you the water that you need to do your food growth with. Now, when I was traveling with some friends of mine, we were in the Australian desert in the Nullarbor. We were kind of on the run and undercover because I was being pursued, and so we had to eat what we could germinate in the car, in our cars. We had two of them. And we had glass jars, about quart-sized jars, and put some cheesecloth with a rubber band around the neck of it, having put into there fourth of the way from the bottom, filled with mung beans, which are legumes. And these are mung beans, which, you know, they're dry. You can carry them all over as long as you got water. You put water into it, shake it up, and then put it on the dash of the car. That's how we did it. And the sun would sprout these mung bean seeds, and within 3 or 4 days, you had edible sprouts, which are extremely nutritious, and they will keep you alive. I can testify to that. You only need to wash them out, you know, 2 or 3 times a day if you have time to keep them from having any mold develop, and have a you know, a porous membrane at the top to allow air to circulate for them. And you'd be surprised. You can do it. Experiment at home now. Grow these things in the sprouts, and you can do it with alfalfa seeds or wheat. There are a variety of these seeds and grains and legumes that you can use, but that is growing food on the run. If you're trying to plant stuff, you're going to have to allow yourself 90 to 120 days, like 3 to 4 months, for it to mature. Like corn and peas and tomatoes and stuff like that. If you're going to be in some location where you can do that, either at home or elsewhere, you have to allow that much time. I mean, right now, then, Holly and I have been sprouting seeds in our kitchen for planting as soon as the weather warms up. And so we've got, in some cases, 10-inch plants already ready to plant when the weather permits. But we do know that it will be about 2 or 3 months before we see anything that we can eat. So just factor that into your food production and know that you can do it on the run. We had some flour stuff where you could make, bush bread and stuff like that and put some of these legumes, the mung bean sprouts in there and give you a little bit of bread and seed and stuff. It's a bit dry, but you can survive extremely well on these things. Stan, remember that.
We are out of time.
Hey, been great.
Stan Bayo, thank you so much for being on USA Prepares.
You bet, John.
It's John Lycan, sitting in for Vincent Pinelli. We'll be back tomorrow. Never mind.
What I'm about to tell you is based on information obtained from a little-known government document called FT-900. This bombshell government document contains evidence on what I believe will cause the next 9/11. I've just posted a video at www.next911exposed2.com that not only analyzes the contents of this document, but it walks you through the exact timeline of how and when this 9/11 event is scheduled to occur. Just like 9/11 had a lasting impact on our society, this event will reshape America. It will swipe trillions off markets and retirement accounts everywhere and destroy the way of life of millions of unprepared Americans. But it will also trigger what promises to be the biggest wealth transfer in the history of our nation. But you only have a few weeks left to take all the necessary steps to protect yourself and your family. Just visit www.next911exposed2.com to view my newly released video. Again, that's www.next911exposed2.com before it's too late.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I ate a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.